This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
For joining us, this is Deborah Tavares with StopTheCrime.net, and I have a special guest joining me, and we will be talking about the broad premeditated conspiracy by the international bankers and their agents of the United States government to defraud and enslave the citizens of the United States of America since 1900. And this is a quote from Fruit from a Poisonous Tree by Melvin Stamper. And I'm very happy to have this discussion with Al Whitney today from the Anti-Corruption Society. Certainly, Al, you and I have been working tirelessly to understand what has really been going on and why these policies just seem to be tumbling over us one after another, and why our local governments don't seem to be working, and people are becoming more and more frustrated as they're seeing their attempts to change local city council's decisions, and it can't and won't be changed, and then we're finding out about grants. And so, Al, I'd like for you to share some of your insights on how this massive conspiracy has occurred and why the American people have been duped for so many decades.
Well, people are unaware. Most people know that in 1913, the international banker took over the U.S. economy with the passage of the Federal Reserve Act. I mean, it just seems like that's in the alternate media world that could be considered common knowledge. But what they don't realize is 20 years later in 1933, as a result of the orchestrated Great Depression, mm-hmm. the United States was bankrupted. In fact, once the international banker got control of the U.S. economy, they basically pillaged it. And people can find out more about how that occurred by reading Lewis McFadden's work. If you just do a search for Lewis McFadden, there's a lot of information out there, comments that he made that ended up in the congressional record that exposed what happened between 1913 and 1933. And basically, the country was looted by these international bankers via their control of the Federal Reserve.
Well, certainly, I would say, Al, that this is the common state of any conquering agency or power. They go in and they conquer and they loot. And that's certainly what happened to the United States. We were conquered.
Yes, they absolutely, from the inside. So once the country was bankrupted, they negotiated with whatever government was in place a new deal.
Yes, a new deal.
A new deal. And that should sound familiar to everybody. Only the problem is what we're taught about the new deal in school is not really the real deal. The real deal is they confiscated the gold. A lot of people are aware that when FDR came into office, they had a banking holiday, and he wrote and signed an executive order requiring the people to turn in their gold or go to jail or suffer, I believe it was a $10,000 fine. And that information is well explained in a book by Ronald McDonald called They Own It All. He did a lot of research in this wonderful takeover where they stole it all, basically.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Al, that you should say they stole the gold, because while they were requiring people turning it in, I can remember conversations from my grandparents, not that my grandparents had gold to hide, but from other people that were literally hiding their gold, much like Prohibition. They were hiding alcohol, and they were hiding their gold. And certainly part of what we see and why this has happened is what we can read in Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, and how education and lack of education has enslaved us by lack of knowledge. I mean, wouldn't you say that the quote in Silent Weapons that says the quality of education given to the lower class must be of the poorest sort, so that the moat of ignorance insulating the inferior class from the superior class is and remains incomprehensible to the inferior class? And they say, with such an initial handicap, even bright lower class individuals have little, if any, hope of extricating themselves from their assigned lot in life, and that this form of slavery is essential to maintain some measure of social order, peace, and tranquility for the ruling upper class. And this is really what has driven us to the lack of knowledge and the fact that people are not aware what happened in 1933 and well before, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. Now, to do this, to accomplish this goal, since it would be considered unconstitutional for the federal government to demand that people turn in their gold, they had to do kind of a slick thing, which they did. And they implemented a section of the Trading with the Enemy Act that was put in place in 1917. They brought that forward, only this time they included the United States citizen as an enemy. The people are the enemy and have remained so during this national emergency that started when FDR came into office and is still in place. Now, the best thing that I have read, and I've read a lot about this, I'm going to tell people where to get it. If you go to anticorruptionsociety.com, there's a tab at the top that says IDH program links. And you click on that, you scroll down, and you'll see March 17th, which was last Saturday. There's an item there that says the people are the enemy - the American Patriot Friends Network. Click on that, and it's probably two or three pages. It is the most concise, irrefutable piece that I have seen explaining how we were made the enemy and how we still are the enemy. So what happens is the president and all his agencies can initiate all kinds of rules and regulations for our local governments, for the people, and they do. And you're talking about they engage in contracts with our local government, or they enter into grant contracts with our states or our counties, and we have absolutely no input to interfere with these contracts. So,
and it's all by grant money, and it just seems to just flow in endlessly as they continue to print it. But what I found interesting in thinking about the emergency power statutes regarding Senate Report 93549 was that all that was needed to maintain the dictatorial control over all of us was to continue, obviously, with the annual declaration of the national emergency, what you have been talking about,
right.
But to continue to have all of the people's opinions on the side of the falsehood. And if the public's opinion could be kept, they say, in sufficient degree, on the side of the de facto government, statutes, laws, and regulations, and executive orders could and have been and continue to be passed. And then the Constitution has had no meaning. And that's what people, I think, are having a hard time getting over. I know that I stumbled and was very forlorn to realize just the degree and the magnitude of this massive takedown. I mean, were you feeling the same way when you started to discover this?
Well, I think everybody does, because we all perceive that we have constitutional rights. And if we question that, there's plenty of bar attorneys running around telling us we've got them. However, when it comes to the practical application of it, we've got a surveillance system. We have no right to privacy anymore. There's a surveillance system everywhere. Absolutely everywhere. And freedom of speech has been suppressed like crazy. Just go to a city council meeting, and you will be told you can make a certain three-minute comment. If you say anything critical or not so nice, they will cut you off.
Or arrest you.
4 minutes.
Or they'll arrest you.
Or they'll escort you out of the room if you try to talk 4 minutes. Now, do people understand talking a minute extra should not get you arrested?
Well, you know, I don't think people really think that through, because I will tell you, for me to put my head around the enormity of the fraud, it took a number of years for me in going to city council meetings, various school board meetings, also county board meetings, and certainly many meetings opposing the UN Agenda 21 programs that started here, well, not started, but are certainly here in Northern California, and the plans of San Francisco. And going to these meetings time and time again, where there would be hundreds of people excited about the possibility of seeing some shift that they could have with those governing bodies, and then dwindling to 5 or 6 people as people started to become depressed in realizing that all the information they would bring to these councils, Al, meant nothing. They would vote unanimously. And I think people are not realizing the enormity of this and what this really means. They're not asking the next question.
Well, no. And when I actually got a hold of a grant document, and there was an extension, a road extension coming into my community that would have turned the road that goes in front of the high school into an extremely busy 4-lane highway practically. And we opposed it, so one of the local citizens was smart enough to file a public access request on this project. And when she did, and she got all the paperwork, and I finally got to see it, we noticed that the city council, our city council, had met, and on the record, they had voted to go for every grant offered. Now,
well, we're coming up to a break, and I want to pick this up on the other side, because it's essential that everyone listening understand our reality. And it's only by listening to those that dare to tell the truth and reading the materials that you're hearing about will you understand as well.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. but it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Well, thank you, Al, for discussing part of this fraud, and we were talking about grants and how the cities don't function on our behalf. And I know that we were talking earlier off air about people that bring up lawsuits, particularly those people now that are trying to prevent the increased exposure of 5G and are literally looking for attorneys to help stop this in their cities, and not understanding how the judiciary system really works. Let's talk about that, because we're having lots of misguided efforts placed in directions that don't exist for us. This is not a direction that will benefit us. This judiciary system has all been set up to benefit the corporate structure. So how would you discuss this with folks?
Well, first they have to understand that any constitutional argument is going to lose, okay, because the Constitution is not enforced. It has been suspended for sure since 1933. Some people say it was suspended the minute they took away Congress's power to coin gold or silver and gave the power to create money to an international private cabal, which was, of course, unconstitutional. So there goes your constitutional argument, and that's hard for people to accept right there. That is just so hard, because we've been taught all our life that we're so fortunate, we're protected by the Bill of Rights, we have these freedoms, and it just kind of blows my mind that people look at Homeland Security that was brought in during the War on Terror when it started. The War on Terror was started with 9/11. And since that time, we've got Homeland Security, we've got airport groping, and all of these things should be so clear to people that something else is going on. How is it that throughout every airport in the country they can do this when we lived so peacefully for so many years without this outrageous airport security? Again, it is that national emergency that 9/11 justified the continuance thereof, and hence you see the federal corporation bringing in the Department of Homeland Security and all of the tyrannical policies that have been moving into our world ever since. We now have local government has SWAT teams, which they of course don't need, that are charging into people's homes, just knocking down the door, no due process. And if the Constitution
there are cameras. There's cameras everywhere.
There are cameras everywhere, and they are reading your emails.
Yes.
They are, they can track and follow you any way they want, and they've been doing so for a number of years. So people need to really ask themselves, is this just a rogue government, or is there some policy in place that permits this? And what you and I are trying to tell everyone, the reason nobody gets arrested and the reason all heck isn't breaking loose is because, and I'm reading this from Senate Report 93549, a majority of the people in the United States have lived all their lives under emergency rule. For 40 years, now 66 years, freedoms and government procedures guaranteed by the Constitution have in varying degrees been abridged by laws brought into force by states of national emergency, unquote. What's the national emergency today, folks? The war on terror. You hear it all the time in the media.
The war on drugs, the war on poverty,
right.
The war on and the war on, and it rages on.
Mm-hmm.
And it does not end. And now it's turning tyrannical on our streets. We're seeing the closing in of this parasitical entrapment. And many people are feeling it. In fact, what I've observed, and maybe you've observed the same thing, is that people are becoming more consciously aware that something is wrong. Oftentimes they really don't understand what it is, but they're just feeling that something is off. And I'm finding it easier and easier now to have a conversation and to literally bring these topics up. But it is hard. I know that, you know, you can suffer through severe jolt of realizing the reality you thought isn't. And that is a tough place to be. And we're going to continue on the other side of this break with Al Whitney from the Anti-Corruption Society. And we're looking forward to delving into our reality.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Deborah Tavares with StopTheCrime.net, returning to our guest today, Al Whitney. And Al, what I would really appreciate for the listeners is for you, in your opinion, to come up with a list of reading material that they can either download or purchase to have in their libraries to understand the truth. Because sadly, the books that most people get have a perverted reality in them. So if you were to start with educating someone on our current state of reality with the de facto government, what comes to mind that you would certainly first direct people to?
Well, if everyone would read Melvin Stamper, Attorney Melvin Stamper's book, Fruit from a Poisonous Tree, we would all start to get a pretty good idea of what has happened to our government And what is the current status of the American people? Without that information, we will continue to flail against this system because we think it's one thing, and in actuality, it's something else. One of the problems that we're going to have to overcome that I see play out again and again and again is the American Bar Association, the attorneys, bar attorneys.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And they, what the American people don't really get is the American Bar Association was never established as a beneficial organization for the American people, ever. That was never their intent. That's not the reason it was planted in our country. The American Bar Association is not there to make our lives better.
It's there to serve the corporate direction and the corporate policies that are a continued invasion and the looting of the United States and all of its people and enslavement.
Well, and Melvin Stamper reveals this in his wonderful book. He acknowledges that the American Bar Association was instituted in our country so that the bankers, the banksters, could make contract law superior to any other form of law, be it constitutional or common. And that is the reason they wanted, this is the London Bar Guild that was started by the Rothschilds, they needed a court system that would honor contract law above every other form of law, because according to Stamper and what seems obvious to me and to most people who take a close look at this, that common law or constitutional law allowed the people many freedoms, many choices that contract law would deny them. So they wanted their contract law to be superior, and today they have succeeded. The contract law is superior to any other form of law. That's what has happened. And
well,
the
now,
bar,
certainly,
let me
yes.
say this, the bar, and I've seen it again and again from the highest level of constitutional advocates that are attorneys, the bar is gaslighting the American people. I had
Absolutely.
One of the most prominent constitutional attorneys posted on my website. I said, just read Senate Report 93549 and you will see the Constitution's not currently the law of the land. His answer was, well, they can't do that. And I commented saying, well, that's well and good, but they did it in 1933 and it's still in place. So you saying they can't do it doesn't alter or change it. And as you and I have discussed, President Trump renewed the permanent state of national emergency on October 20th, 2017. Nobody
now,
told him he couldn't
about,
do it.
Yeah, let's talk about this for a minute, because certainly attorneys would be deceived as well, likely, where they would potentially realize that their high cost for education, for studying the bar, believing that what they were doing was correct and right, and then having to then assimilate the reality that they were part of a working system to enslave and entrap the entire northern United, well, the entire United States by their facilitating Rothschild. That's got to be tough for people who've invested a lifetime in a vocation. And I know we've talked about that. We know that there are attorneys that would deny everything that is being said and would need to do so to for their own emotional well-being.
Well, and that's a big problem, because as we try to get the truth out, and we've got all the evidence we need. I mean, if people would just read Senate Report 93549 and Melvin Stamper's book, you've got it. I mean, now you see.
And understand the bankruptcy of 1933.
Which Stamper explains. So it's
yes.
all in there. So now
yes.
you've got what the permanent state of national emergency has done to the country. I verified that Trump just extended it It was put in place, the last one, the most recent one, was put in place by George Bush Jr. Right after 9/11. So that one has been renewed. That particular one, War on Terror, has been renewed every year since. So that's the latest version, and that's the version that gives them the most authority. Because of that, they justify the Real ID Act. Oh, gosh, we've got to identify everybody so we can pick out the terrorists. That justifies the surveillance state. Well, we've got to identify everybody so we can pick out the terrorists. What we're seeing now, this last lunge forward of tyranny, is all being justified because there are terrorists under every Bush. And
well, we're the enemy. We're the enemy.
Absolutely. So when you listen to the news, you will hear the word terror, terror, war on terror, terrorist, 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 all the time, trying to convince us that what they're doing is justified because of all these crazy terrorists that are running around.
But it's for our safety.
And it's for your safety. And therefore, give us your guns. We need to get a biometric.
Get vaccinated.
Get vaccinated. Get a biometric system so we can identify you when you walk anywhere.
Yeah.
All of this
eat our food, eat our toxic food supply, and drink our poisonous water.
Right.
And we're really not chemtrailing you and causing weaponized weather events, right?
Well,
I mean, this is insanity. Insanity.
Well, so, again, the problem is that we've still got bar attorneys telling us that this isn't true. And unfortunately, so many people, and I've seen it in my own family when I mentioned Senate Report 93549 and I show them, immediately they said, well, geez, that's important. I'm going to ask my attorney about that. That's how trained we are to go to the experts. So when the money monsters took over this country, the first thing they did was controlling the law schools, the medical schools, the universities, so that when we went to an expert to have all this explained to us, it was their trained experts that we would ask, and their trained experts would tell us, no, that's not true.
Well, it's in science.
It's still going on today, right?
Absolutely. It's in science, and it's all the training now that goes down into our local governments. Right. Again, we talked about the funding of all of this with grants.
Right.
We're on an automatic movement within all of our local governments and counties, as best I can describe it. When I see policies to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, which is all based on scientific fraud, the same idea of oil, peak oil, we're running out of oil when it's a renewable, and certainly people need to understand that as well, because they keep calling it in all the books, in all the cities and your counties, they call it fossil fuel, and of course we know that petroleum never came from dead dinosaurs or plant material. There's a tremendous YouTube, easy to understand, called The Origins of Oil. And Al, we've talked about this too. They're now masquerading the illusion of limited water resources, when in fact we have primary water. It's in abundance. It's a renewable as well as oil was always. So the tremendous theft of not only everything about us, but also all of the resources, our property, our bodies, our very beings, our children, in parens patriae. Why don't you explain that to the listeners?
Well, part of what they did, and people, and I think you've already talked about this on some of your programs, Representative Traficant's submission to the Congressional Record that he did in 1993, and you can see it on the web. It's probably on your website. I know it's on mine.
It is, too, on Stop the Crime.
They hypothecated, which means the bankers said, well, we'll provide you with money, but we need security. And
well, we're coming up to a break, Al, and we've got to pick it up because this is a very important point to be made, and so we will follow this up on the other side of this break.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, that's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Deborah Tavares with my guest today, Al Whitney from the Anti-Corruption Society. Now, Al, prior to the bank, to the break, we were talking about James Traficant and from his book, America's Last Minuteman. And I'm just going to quote this because this is so succinct and really does explain what we have and what we don't have. And what we don't have, and what he said as part of congressional record. The quote, "The receivers of the United States bankruptcy are the international bankers via the United Nations, the World Bank, and the International Monetary Fund. All United States offices,
Officials and departments are now operating within a de facto status in name only under emergency war powers. The federal government exists in name only. And I think that sums it up very tightly. How about you?
It does, and that's what people need to look at. So they have an agenda. They're doing this agenda, and we have very little, there are very few ways for us to stop it. But understanding what's really going on is a beginning, Deborah. You're so wise to keep educating people. You keep talking about Agenda 21, which is now Agenda 2030. The best piece, easiest piece, and most entertaining piece I know to unpeel that onion or expose the wizards behind the curtain on that agenda is a wonderful little booklet written by John Truman Wolf, who happens to be a Californian, called Anatomy of a Con Job. And it's enjoyable reading, and he pretty much says it all, how the sustainability movement started, who started it, and how it is built on layers after layers of scientific fraud. It's on my website. I don't know if it's on yours. Go to anticorruptionsociety.com, and there's a little tab at the top that says Anatomy of a Con Job. I get a lot of traffic, people reading this booklet, because it's so easy to understand, and it kind of blows you away that this whole sustainability movement is built on a scam.
And it's absolutely true. And, of course, Rosa Corey's book, Behind a Green Mask, was very instrumental in opening people's eyes to what was happening. And certainly, while that unravels part of the reality that we face, we have an extenuating war on the human population with many aspects of poisoning the food, the water supply, the air we breathe, the weaponized weather agendas, and now the increased frequencies that are being rolled out and in the process of being rolled out in various degrees. And so I think it's essential for everyone to understand reality, and starting from the foundation, is that we do not have a government that we thought we had that would protect us as we many believe and hope that it would. It's not. It's parasitical. And we're in danger. We're in danger when we continually want to believe that we're going to be protected. How would you consider that, the false illusion of people still wanting to believe in a government that represents them?
Well, it works out well for the lawyers. And they're happy to take your money. They're happy to file lawsuits. I've seen it again and again and again. In California, there was a bunch of lawyers who pursued stopping SB 277, and they did not tell the people who were supporting them, giving them money to do it, the truth about the state of national emergency. They completely told the people that they were going to act to protect their constitutional rights, and they took the money, and of course they lost. So it's working well for the attorneys, and I can't emphasize enough, Deborah, if you're going to go to an attorney, you're not going to get the truth. Very few attorneys, Melvin Stamper being one very special, special man who absolutely did a complete and total thorough investigation and was so absolutely shocked by what he discovered that he stopped doing everything else and put it down in this wonderful book for all of us to understand.
Fruit from a poisonous tree. Yeah, fruit from a poisonous tree.
I cannot emphasize how much I learned from that book, and you've read part of it. I read it every time I read it, I learn more. I mean, he just really nailed it.
This is the kind of reading material, like, for example, Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. I know I've read it many, many times.
Right.
And every time I read it, I garner something else out of it as I grow in my understanding of reality.
Right.
And for those of you, certainly, I think Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars is a very easy read. It's only 44 pages, and it's a good beginning to then start to understand the enormity of what is really occurring, because we're told in that document as well that the bankers control it all.
Yes.
And how
people
they're doing
don't
it.
Get that, how they track all our information, and they get the slaves to submit it for them. In that book, they admit that they look at the IRS. Well,
yes.
The bankers own the IRS, people. It's a private corporation out of Puerto Rico, and the church report tracked them right back to the international bankers. That's how they get all this information on how our household economies work. It's all in silent weapons. They've been tracking us because we've been giving them the information through our tax.
They call it the free sandwich lunch.
Yes.
And I find that to be interesting, meaning a bribe.
Yes.
And that's what we're seeing on every level. We're seeing bribes by the telecom industry paying churches now to disguise cell towers and build steeples. And the bribes for struggling churches now are sadly too great. And the churches are unaware of the enormous dangers and hazards of the frequencies from the towers. In fact, I was just looking at some information out of Europe the other day. On the top floor of a building where there were two cell towers, the whole top floor was, the people were dying of various types of cancer and other ailments, and they were battling with attorneys to remove the towers, and one tower did agree if they could find another location, and the other tower will not. And their battle and all the expense with the attorneys is not paying off for them. That's what is occurring, and I think people aren't realizing the enormity of this hoax.
No, for sure.
Well, Al, thank you for joining me on the program today. Everyone, go to stopthecrime.net and the Anti-Corruption Society and learn your reality. Face the facts. We are in very turbulent times. The war is on. Thank you for listening.
True pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.